Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Yes, it is book time, and joining me now is Joan McKenzie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Leanne Moriarty has a new book, Apples Never Fall.
Yes, a lot of listeners will know her books, and some may know of her through TV series that came out from her book Big Little Lies, which was magnificent. And I think there's actually been one or two more series since. Big Little Lies I thought was just fabulous, and I've read all of her books since, and I think this new one is right up there with the first one. It's the story of a couple in retirement. Their names are Stan and Joy Delaney, and they've run a tennis coaching academy for their professional lives. They've been right into tennis. They made their kids play tennis when they were young. Now they're retired, and the kids, who are very self-absorbed, as many of us tend to be, don't think too much about their parents, but once they're retired, they think that, you know, they'll live a very nice life, until Joy, their mother, goes missing, and suspicion falls on their father about where she might have gone and why. And suddenly the kids are having to wake up and take notice of their parents and the lives that their parents have been living recently. What I think she does really, really well is the dynamics of interpersonal relationships, particularly of families and friendship groups as well. But she's really good at painting a portrait of a family where they've all got their own lives, but they're flung together because something's happened within the family. And the dialogue, to me, feels very real, and the way that the kids respond to this particular situation. Of course, they're not kids, they're actually grown-ups now, but it's very, very well done.
Yes, Nine Perfect Strangers was the other teleseries I watched. Yes,
right.
That was based on her book.
It.
Yeah, no, it's good. Hey, look, Sonny Bill Williams and Alan Duff have teamed up to write Sonny Bill Williams' autobiography, You Can't Stop the Sun from Shining. They seems like a good combo.
Yeah, well, to be frank, I was a little bit puzzled when I first heard that they'd teamed up together to write it, but I was completely wrong. I'm not much of a footy watcher, so I don't necessarily get all of the sporting references that are in a book like this. But as I've said to you before, I really do love a good life story, and Sonny Bill Williams is a fascinating individual, and this book has been written in his own voice, which it seems to me that Alan Duff has captured really well. And if there's somebody in your life who does like sports, or like me, likes an interesting life story, then this would be a fantastic gift for Christmas. It talks about his difficulties as a child. His father was a difficult man. He adored his mother, and his main ambition in life was to be able to buy her own house, which he did eventually manage. As a teenager, he went to Australia to play, very lonely and isolated, and got in with the NRL crowd, and of course adopted a lot of the habits that some of those guys have, the women and the drinking and all of that stuff, and then woke up one day and realised that actually he didn't want to live his life like that, and eventually converted to Islam. He comes across as an extraordinarily humble and decent and good person. And I thoroughly enjoyed reading about him because actually I knew very little.
Joan, the thing about Sonny Bill Williams is he seems very happy to be very open about all aspects of his life, which you kind of need if you want an autobiography to work.
Yes, that's right, and extraordinarily so. I mean, he's now very happily married with children, but he says very openly that it wasn't love at the beginning and it took some time to figure it all out, in the same way that he talks about his father as a grown man when he was offered the opportunity to become a sports commentator. His father said to him, you know, don't you need to have journalistic background for that? And Sonny Bill felt again that he just wasn't good enough until he reflected on it and thought how far he'd come and how he was absolutely qualified to do that job, but his dad still didn't believe in him. It's fascinating stuff.
Thank you so much, Joan. Those two books, Sonny Bill Williams and Alan Duff, You Can't Stop the Sun from Shining and Apples Never Fall by Leanne Moriarty.